So if you're familiar with the Hancock Leadership Program, you know that each year they take on a community service project. And this latest class is going to be putting the finishing touches, if you will, on the latest addition to the downtown skyline. We'll talk more about that coming up here in just a bit. Alex Parker and Wade Hyatt are with us from this year's Hancock Leadership class. Alex, of course, with the University of Findlay. And Wade, you are with...
My father, Tom Hyatt's Plumbing.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, for those who maybe are not familiar with Hancock Leadership, what is the program about and what drew you to this?
So Hancock Leadership is a educational program focused in on developing professional leadership qualities within working professionals in Findlay-Hancock County. So for me, it was just building upon that skill set and learning the attributes of positive leadership and making myself that much of a better leader going forward.
Yeah. What drew you to this particular program?
Yeah, actually, my father, Tom Hyatt, was a graduate 2019 class.
Okay.
And I graduated from University of Cincinnati in 2023 and came home and decided this is what I wanted to do with my life. And he had talked to me about it, and I had been actually at his graduation program, and he really loved talking about it, and I feed off of things that people are very particular about. So, you know, the way he talked about it, I just knew that I really wanted to try it out.
You know, in talking with folks who have been through the program in the past, one of the things that many of them will say is that as part of the program, you get to learn more about various aspects within the community. And a lot of times people will say there's so much more actually going on than they realize within the community.
Yep, absolutely. So we meet roughly once a month, and there are specific themes throughout the day. So we've had Agricultural Day, arts and media, history, city infrastructure, stuff like that, and we get to learn things about different people within our community.
Who are the people in
and so like things like the airport, right? We got to tour the airport and we learned all about its history and what it actually does, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And that was actually going to be my question. What has jumped out? I know you're not done yet. You still have a few more of these to go through. But what has really jumped out at you?
I think me and along with any of the graduates will probably say Agriculture Day. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Ag Day. It seems like going to the farms around Hancock County and just learning about them and seeing everything that goes on with them is extremely cool.
Especially if you don't have that background.
Right,
You hear that a lot.
Right.
It's a huge industry locally and in the state of Ohio, but if you're not involved in the day to day.
It's just a field.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just a field to drive by, you know.
Right.
A lot more going on.
Right, right.
Than what you realize. As we mentioned, part of the program is to take on a community service project. And I know that you considered a number of them, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually one that we talked about with the Hancock County Commissioners is to actually landscape the Allen H. Davis Judicial Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful building. It's a state-of-the-art building. We actually got to tour it. It is a wonderful building.
Hopefully that's the only time you'll
there. Yes, yes. I think my father and you could agree on
that. That's the goal.
But yeah, we loved it, and we were actually in plans with RCM Architects, a gentleman named Brett. He is helping us extremely with the design. So we have a lot of moving pieces, but it's going really well.
Talk a little bit about the process of putting all of that together. As you mentioned, you work with the architect.
So we're in talks, every week with the county commissioners to talk with them about, if this is right, or, you know, if we should do this, what looks the best, you know. And it's just it's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
We have committees in leadership that have been selected, and everybody's doing a great job.
So what is kind of the timeline on this? Has that been settled? Or
yeah, so actually when we're doing the landscaping, we'll be in May.
Okay.
So we're actually
Which
accepting.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't want to do it now.
Right. I think we got a little lucky here. But we're actually still accepting donations. Those are always needed. But it's going great.
How do folks contribute to this? Because that's part of the service project as well as raising funds to make it happen.
Yeah. So you can actually donate through the chamber's website. Okay. They've got a store function, and as you scroll down, there's a option for Hancock Leadership.
Okay. And the other thing that we should mention with respect to Hancock Leadership overall is that this is not a program. I mean, it's a one-year program. You'll graduate in May, complete the service project, but that's not where this ends. There is a very active alumni association
right.
as well.
Right. Like I said, I mean, we've had people come in and talk. I think our first day, a couple yeah. people came in from years and years ago, so I don't think you ever leave it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those clubs that's just great, and it helps you get out in the community and see things. I always say to my dad, I drive by some of these buildings every day, and now I finally understand what's going on in them,
Yeah.
So it's definitely a thing that has long branches and can help you along the way in your life here in Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah, and it is a nationally recognized program,
yes.
Hancock Leadership. We've got a link up for more information about Hancock Leadership in general, and you can learn more about the service project. So this coming spring, folks will see you out there, doing all of that landscaping. They'll know
Absolutely.
Exactly what's going on. Again, Wade Hyatt, Alex Parker with us this morning from this year's Hancock Leadership class. Thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.